Well, good evening, and don't forget, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And I've got something that's actually quite exciting because I've never had this one before. It's in a very brown beer bottle style, and it's Cornish Orchard's West North Manor Farm Vintage Cider. Matured longer for real depth of flavour, 7.2%. So if you know your ciders, you know that 7.2% starts to get interesting. Okay, now we've just had a usurper yesterday in the Aspel, so let's just investigate what we've got here. We craft our vintage cider in the heart of Cornwall using apples chosen for their gloriously rich, warming aromas and superior aging qualities. Now, to me, I read that sentence and I think we select our apples. You're not using the cider apples that your own orchard gives you. We select our apples, right? Matured for longer to yield an incredible depth of flavour, this vintage cider boasts a honey-like richness and medium dry finish, bright, clean and refined in character for a distinctly modern take on a traditional style. Good, bad, not sure how I think about that. Crafted to be sipped slowly and savoured with friends. Well, I am, aren't I? I'm savouring it with you. So that's all good. For a full list of ingredients, visit cornishorchards.co.uk. So I'll probably do that in the week and we'll have a look. Because, you know, we could well be very, very disappointed. I'm finding it very disappointing that people think that it's acceptable to put water, concentrated apple juice, glucose syrup and syrup, sugar and a vast number of acids into a bottle, charge a premium price and call it cider. I think it's disgusting and it's going to stop, because I've decided that it's going to stop. And one of the ways in which it's going to stop is I'm going to buy up old, ancient Somerset and Herefordshire cider orchards, put longhorn cattle in them and Iron Age pigs, and we're going to do the whole thing bloody well properly in future. Nice gold cap. Let's slosh it in the bottle. 7.2%. Here we come. Cornish Orchard. So, well, we've got the Rattler was a Cornish. But I don't personally associate Cornwall as a county of cider apples. But who knows? And again, they might do cider and there's not a cider orchard apple insight, you know. But right, so I've popped it into my Sheppey's cider and I'm actually just going to take a photograph because it does look incredibly nice. I don't expect I've got any storage left. No, just try something else. Da 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 da. Here we are, take a photograph. Right, there we go. So let's grab the sheet and see what we make of this cider. Right, all the criteria are here. Just write down which one this is. It's the Cornish Orchards, and it's the vintage cider because they do several, and it's 7.2%, and I'm a bit worried about the ingredients, but we'll try and pretend we're not worried about the ingredients, okay? And we're going to write down what we think of it in a red pen, I think. So packaging and provenance. Now, I'm not sure what to think about the provenance. Using apples in the heart. I mean, it doesn't actually say whether the apples come from Cornwall or not, does it? It doesn't say what the apples are, so that's a bit difficult. And I may be that when I look it online, I find that I've perhaps misjudged this a bit, but I don't see why I should have to look online and why it can't just be explicit on the bottle, okay? So provenance, it appears to have great provenance, but it's not giving me an absolute, so I'm having to give it the benefit of doubt. So I'm going to give it, 1.5 out of 3. Packaging, I can't see anything to really fault with the packaging apart from the fact that it doesn't give us the provenance. So again, I think it's got to lose a mark there. So I'm going to give it 3.5 altogether for packaging and provenance because it's being a little bit mysterious. And I don't massively appreciate that. I don't want to go online before I drink a glass of cider. Look of cider. Now, I do like this. This is in between a light gold and a dark gold, and to me it looks absolutely scintillating. It's so cold it's slightly clouded the glass, and the bubbles are rising as slowly as you can possibly imagine, but with class, style, and I think elegance. So I'm going to give that one a 5, okay, because I do think the bubbles could be a little bit busier, and arguably the bubbles on the look, because we've got another criterion, bubbles, but it's all that's very subjective, the look. How, what do I think about the look? You know, it's a beauty in the eye of the beholder. For me, it's 5 out of 6. Okay, you can do it yourself and argue. What about the nose? Oh, the glass is so full it went up my nose. I'm getting absolutely nothing on the nose except a tiny, tiny hint of the shadow of cow shit. So nose, I'm going to give 1, I'm afraid. Apple taste. Now this is where we can get really into it. Oh, a couple of gulps there. Ooh. Now it really is good on taste, and usually once they get over 6% they are going to taste as something. And again, I'm a little bit worried because of the Aspel yesterday, and I don't want to go and make a bomb of it, and Sours is absolutely amazing, and I discover it's just apple concentrate. You know, and then you could say, well, you can't taste that it's apple concentrate. Well, you can when you know it is. That's the problem. And once you find out, you're never going to buy the stuff again anyway, so. It's sharp rather than sweet. For me, and I don't want to claim to be any kind of an expert, but there are many old traditional flavours of cider apple, and I would personally say this one is lending itself towards the taste of a Kingston Black. Because it's very tannic. I don't know whether it's been matured in oak or not. I'm guessing it has. But whether it has or not, it's definitely got the marvellous, sharp, tannic tang of a Kingston Black. And you see, if they had just written that on the label, it would have scored a bit higher. So extra taste is definitely a 6. That is absolutely splendid. Apple taste. Now, you do have to take several thinks of this, because are we really getting an apple taste? Is it something else, or is it oak maturing? You know, and definitely, arguably, at the end of this, it was all down to what I want a cider to taste like. But at least I have some knowledge of what I want a cider to taste like. And most people don't, and that's why I'm doing this. I'm challenging you, what is cider? And with cider, more than any other alcoholic drink, I do think the alcoholic content, very much, what you pay is what you get. The percentage is what you get. But it isn't entirely, because, you know, maturing in oak vats is pretty special. Apple taste. It tastes like fantastic cider, but I'm not actually getting apple. And that's the conundrum, isn't it? There must be so many styles of cider that something can be amazing and not necessarily taste of apple and yet taste fantastic. The best place I've ever been to is the cider pub next to the fish and chip shop at the end of the high street in Watchet in Somerset. And later this year, if I can possibly muster up a bit of cashios or some goodwill, you know, I'm going to go and see if I can get myself to Somerset, and we'll have a good look at Watchet, and we'll have a good look at Sheppey's, and we'll have a good look at any other cider farms we can find in the area. So apple taste, I have to say, it's falling down on that. I'm actually just going to give it a 2. Clean palate. Now that, so honestly, I do ask myself, where did I get these criteria from? Yeah, it's robust, it's very tannic, it's very mature, it's amazing. If you are an absolute apple cider aficionado, this one is pretty damn good. And so I think, yeah, we're going to go with clean palate. It could be a little cleaner in the sense that someone who's not used to this type of cider isn't going to really appreciate the tannic side of it. So I'm going to give it 5 out of 6 there. Bubbles. There's definitely bubbles, but they're very slow moving and there's not a lot of them. I think 4 would be reasonable. They're very aesthetic, but they're not massively busy. They're not sort of rushing to the top like it was the most important thing in the world. Feel good factor. I think the feel good factor's, it's got to be a 6 because I can't really see anything about it. You know, it's a top quality product. I think it's a top quality product. And I do think I've drunk my way through most of the ciders in Britain so far. So I think I can say that. It's a top quality product. We'll give that feel good factor 6. It might turn out to be apple concentrate, but let's hope it isn't, right? Good with cheese. Wow, good with cheese. Good with cheese and, of course, a good fish salad. That's a... Ooh. I mean, it's almost like, can I imagine myself cutting a beautiful triangle of good vintage cheddar and crunching into an apple? And of course, yes, I can. Let me just try it once again. I think it would be totally in order to give it 5.5. Okay, so here we go. We've got, I think this one's going to score pretty highly. 3.5 and 5, that's 8.5, 9.5. 2 is 11.5 and 6, 17.5. And 5 is 22.5 and 4 plus 6 is 22, 32.5. And a half is 33, 38. Oh, it's not scored quite as highly as I perhaps thought. Let's just double check that. That's 11 and 25, 8, 9, 10, 11, 22, 32, 38. Okay, not the highest scoring one yet. I think that could be because I'm a little bit unsure of it. It's not prepared to give me all its secrets on the bottle, which I think is a huge mistake, especially when we've got totals, charlatans going, like, as we've seen, the Aspel, which is very, very disappointing. I think you've got to be absolutely front of mind with these ciders these days. However, it's, you know, a massive improvement on that. It's a big, I'd like to say beefy, but a big cheesy apple cider. I suppose sort of ultimately, would I want to drink several in an evening? And I think two would be plenty for this one. I think after that, I'd want to try something else, like that beautiful Thatcher's Haze, for example, which is just so mellow and refreshing. I think it's an absolutely excellent take on an orchard or cider house that's not perhaps as well established as Aspel's, Weston's, Sheppey. I found it very pleasantly surprising and delicious. I do think it could really go the whole hog with having, you know, it's a vintage cider and it's tannic and it does taste incredibly full of Kingston Black, which is a, you know, perhaps the most remarkable and strongest of the mature cheddar type cider apples. I think personally I would have oaked that for another, say, 6 months, and then it would be, you know, an absolutely top of the trees definitive cider. Okay, I guess that's just what I like, but I also like the 4.5% really cloudy, delicious, quite sweet haze. So, you know, I do have a fairly open and broad mind, I think, regarding cider. I think I do. I think it's doing incredibly well. Interestingly enough, I've gone nattering on about the haze, and that got 40. The Sainsbury's Original Dry got 38, and the Rattler got 37. Yeah, I do think as a cider, in terms of tradition, this is a notch. Well, it's 1 point. You know, it is a notch above the Rattler, but the Rattler has the advantage of being a cider you could drink for 12 solid hours on the go without drinking anything else and just be perfectly happy and mellow all afternoon in a caravan in a West Country festival, you know, with or without fiddles. So then again, this one is fantastic with a ploughman, you know, but I wouldn't want to drink more than two in an afternoon. That's just how it is, because I actually think this one would give me a headache, and getting a headache from cider is not, it's not something I recommend at all. Okay, so is it, I know I'm absolutely loving every moment of this Battle of the Ciders 2026, because I'm exploring completely new ciders. I feel like I'm exploring different parts of Britain and different takes on what an apple is. And I'm really massively developing my consumer reviewing skill, you know. So yeah, I'm really pleased. I mean, the next step forward is to find a really, really nice cheese shop, select, you know, say 8 fantastic local cheeses like Hereford Hop, Single Gloucester, have you even heard of those? You know, Windsor Red, fantastic, little known cheeses, Britain. And then to discover a cider that goes really well with them. And then that's another, you know, review opportunity for another season. So everything I do, particularly within the cider world, leads from one thing to another. But what I'm going to do now is to grate some apple, some carrot, and fold those in with some cottage cheese, and I'm going to add prawns and, you know, make a decent little bowl salad. And obviously I highly recommend you do the same. Chin chin.